Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pass to the far side, Tippett. Tippett over the line. Gives to Reinhardt. Reinhardt along the near boards. Tippett back out to Reinhardt. Center of the blue line, Ekblad. Right circle, Huberdeau looks across. Here's Reinhardt shot, and he scores! A power play goal for Sam Reinhardt. He beat him short side, and the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead with 14.4 seconds on the clock. They've come all the way back here in the third period. The Panthers are in front.
What a comeback for the Florida Panthers last night. If you missed it and you're watching something else or were busy, down 4-1 after two periods, they score four goals in the third period to get a 5-4 win.
How many people do you think shut that off after the second period and said, I'm done, they're done?
I'm guessing diehards were going 4-1, man. They just, you know, people don't come back from 4-1 down. They get one shorthanded, get two power play goals at the end, Bennett and Reinhardt. Reinhardt's shot was just absolutely perfect in a real small area. Man, those guys are good. They should come out with those new ads. Man, these guys are good. So they end up getting a couple of power play goals there in the third period. Some crazy numbers in the game, and I didn't realize till I got up this morning, and I should have because I'm sure Goldie talked about it. In the third period, it was 27-2 in shots.
That's ridiculous.
So the Capitals had two shots. You talk about being on your heels. They had two shots in the third period, and the Panthers are just firing it from everywhere. I mean, they got everybody. And then everybody knows how that old you're controlling the game, and then something turns, and you go, oh, no. And all of a sudden, you get negative thoughts. I don't know how this happens, but it's like a prevent defense. You play prevent too early, and they get a quick score on it, and now they got their offense going. Now you try to play normal, and it's like
– they're getting hot, right?
They're completing everything. Well, that's what happened last night. When Big Mo changes, Mo doesn't mess around, man. Big Mo, and last night was one of those nights. Just incredible win for the Panthers. Just a great, great win for that team. To beat a real good Capitals team, by the way, too. And so
they had as many shots in the game as Florida had in the entire third period. Like Washington finished with 27 shots in the game. That's unbelievable. That stat is incredible just by itself.
Well, the other one is they had 51 shots. I don't know what the record is for Panthers shots in a game, but 51 shots. There were some guys getting their money's worth last night. Firing the pucks, man.
Yeah, you think?
No question about it. So anyway, hey, good win. Good win for the Panthers. Got a couple more at home this week, and so great stuff out there. By the way, I'm really tired of anybody that tries to tell me it's a bad location for where the arena is right now.
It's right off the highway.
Well, I know it has to do with, I live in Kendall, and it's a bad location. I don't know what the breakdown is of their fan base. I don't, but I don't think it is. I know they'd like to move to downtown Fort Lauderdale because everybody seems to be having success that has moved their arenas, built new arenas, and put them around hotels and restaurants. And if you can put it down by the water or anything else, it's been good. And everybody's had great success with it. I get it. Maybe someday they do that. But I don't know, man. Easy to get in and out of that sucker.
Yeah, it is.
You've been around to a lot of different places to get home. We've been real lucky from that standpoint. But I will agree, it's not exactly the old American Airlines Arena down in Miami, which you go out there and you're sitting there right on the water. And I mean, that's a little different deal, looking at Mickey's cruise ships out there.
right.
Then his private ship there and everything.
A little different. Yeah.
I should say private yacht is what I should have said.
Well, ship, that's close.
All right. Listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Got a big show. Jason Taylor's going to join us. Pete Prisco's going to join us from CBS as we get into. It's really hard to get past, and I'm really looking forward to these conference championship games here in a couple of days, where you can start basically at noon with Oklahoma State and Baylor, and Georgia and Bama, and Houston and Cincinnati are both at 4. So you can switch back and forth between CBS and ABC for those games. And then at 8 o'clock, if you're a real hardcore junkie and really care about this playoff thing, like a lot of folks do with the Miami Dolphins, Michigan and Iowa at 8 o'clock on Fox. So
most likely to not win their game that they need to win this game this weekend is who, in your eyes?
Most likely?
Most likely to lose this game this weekend, because if you win, you're in. For a couple of these teams, you win, you're in. If you had to look at these games, is it Michigan? Is it Cincinnati?
I guess you got to say
Alabama.
Bama.
Right.
Just because Bama.
What about Oklahoma State? Like, they got a chance to sneak in there. A
lot of close games, too.
Yeah. But you think Bama probably, right?
I think Cincinnati's going to have a problem this weekend.
Yeah, they
too.
Could with Houston, right? And they're a big favorite, too.
They've been in some close games.
Houston has. And Houston, by the way, has only lost one game. Nobody talks about them, but. When you just
Wouldn't
look
it be
at
funny
talent,
though, Cincinnati lost after
goodness.
All this.
Yes.
Right. This would be it, right? This would just be like, you got to be kidding me.
But the thing with Alabama, even though they've won a lot of close games in the SEC, we haven't seen this from Alabama in a long time. We're so used to them putting up 50 on everybody. And just to highlight, right, you're just watching highlights of the Waddles and Smiths and all those guys running 60, 50, swing, going 80 down the sideline. So now – that hasn't happened, but you still look at all those guys they have, and you know they're all really good football players. Can they put it together and match up with Georgia?
Who's been dominant all year long.
It will be, if Nick Saban wins this game, even though I said they're for me, the most likely to win of the four teams that are playing for something, for a playoff spot. This will be one of his grading coaching jobs if he can somehow win this game. Just the way Georgia got a ton of confidence, and they beat up and listen.
Well, they beat up everybody this year.
They have, and even if the offense gets off to a slow start, it seems like defense gets a score. Or did I see the other day they give up 7 points a game?
Yeah, they've only given up double digits 4 times this year.
Can you imagine?
That's it.
In the SEC. And the way college football, like pro football, is about scoring. Look at the Pac-12. Look at the ACC. Look at all these conferences. And you got a team in the best conference that doesn't give up anything.
Yep.
And then you get to know the two big defensive tackles and hear how good they are. And those linebackers running. I can't wait to see it. Look, there is always I am never going to count Nick Saban out.
Well, that's why I just, you know, with that game, I think it's just kind of a, you know, Georgia is the best team
in the
country.
He's got the best quarterback in the game, yep. too, so that guy is really good.
Georgia hasn't played in a close game since week 1. They won 10-3 over Clemson. And like, that's been the closest game all year.
And then from there, they have
blowout, 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 all through the SEC everywhere.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we're going to find out if it's ridiculous or not what they can do this week, because this is the only one that matters, man. Can you imagine getting to this point, though, like Woody said? And we're talking about either undefeated or teams with one loss, and you somehow turn the ball over 3 or 4 times and end up losing this game.
Well, Georgia win or lose in the playoffs.
Georgia's fine, yes.
I mean, win or lose. If Bama wins this game, Georgia still is a 3 or 4 no matter what.
I would agree that Oklahoma State, if they win, not moving ahead of them.
But
there's a lot of different scenarios and stuff. But, hey, listen, conference championship weekend is going to be fine and fun to watch. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. By the way, there's still a lot of people that are around this Miami program and fan base that believe that they're waiting for after this game, and then Mario will talk and listen to everybody. And now I know some of his former teammates have reached out to him, more as friends, but want to know. You know, when you know somebody and you played with them, the relationship's a little different. You grew up with them. And to be honest, there are some guys that mentioned, I think I can get them to come back. Now, they're doing that, and they're using all the same stuff you're using. He's from here, went to Columbus, played at Miami. I don't think that matters anymore. I think that has passed. I think that train passed your town, man. It's over. You've turned him down twice, first of all. And he's in a really good situation.
Yeah, he is.
And if he takes a job somewhere else, which I don't know if he will, some have said, oh, he's more comfortable recruiting Florida because he's been doing it his whole life. Looks like he's doing just fine on the West Coast. It didn't take him long to find out where Sacramento is, the Bay Area, and Southern California. Looks like he's doing just fine.
I think the only motivation for him to come here is family, and if that's not the biggest motivation for him, he's not coming.
He can see.
It's not going to be money or facilities or anything like that. You're going to get much better than that up there.
He's in, by the way, I was told yesterday, too, he's in on a couple of players here in South Florida. So he's still recruiting back here, too.
Of course.
And must have a nice plane to get to and from.
Can imagine it's no got a stops. Nike stripe on it also. Yeah.
So anyway.
He's not worried about unlimited flights on that jet.
We got to go to break here, and we get more into it. But, yeah, I'm going to be shocked if we don't see him getting a big, fat extension to match some of these other ones in the same
big 10-year
area.
Deal. Yeah.
And Phil Knight not standing right there next to him, who, by the way, it's hard to find an alum that can match Phil Knight money.
It's not easy.
60-plus billion, give or take with the market a little bit and the stocks, Nike stocks.
We'll wait till Hollywood's market report.
Doing just fine. Anyway, Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, I got something exciting to tell you about because something is coming out. It's a new movie, a new sports movie, and I'm very excited for it. It's called National Champions. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who on the night before the national championship game, get this, announces he's starting a boycott until all student-athletes are compensated. And obviously at that point, well, all hell breaks loose right before the national championship game. National Champions, by the way, the executive producer, Russell Wilson. And with Michael Greenberg and Michael Smith and Jemele Hill, it's in theaters Friday, December 10th. That's right, Friday, December 10th. And you can be the first to see it. So go to WQAM.com for your chance to win tickets to a screening of National Champions before it's released in theaters. It's coming Friday, December 10th. National Champions, like I said, executive produced by Russell Wilson. It's also got Mike Greenberg, Michael Smith, and Jemele Hill. It's coming Friday, December 10th. Go to WQAM.com for your chance to win tickets to a
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Special screening of it before released in theaters.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Got a lot of Dolphin stuff as the Miami Dolphins go back to work. We'll have Jason Taylor join us. Talk to him in a little while.
99 right on time.
Hopefully he's right on time today now, and we'll talk to him. Everything from Tua Tagovailoa. And by the way, is everybody feeling a little better about Tua Tagovailoa from what you've seen? Or
I haven't seen a lot of madness since the last couple of weeks of his play.
Well, listen, when you're winning.
Right. They lose 2 or 3 straight, then maybe you'll see the madness again.
I guess the big question for me, it looks like they're going to be pretty healthy this week. And then, of course, they got the bye week, which is nice. And even when they've had guys get banged up, they haven't been for the season for the most part. The key guys, at least. They've had some guys, obviously. Everybody has gone IR for the season.
Can we go back to Tua just for a quick second? You don't think it's making a huge difference, the fact that he doesn't have to deal with trade rumors every single day?
Because 100%.
You said it wasn't a big deal when we were going through it.
I don't think
you
it affects him on game day.
You said none of that stuff should affect anyone on game day, but you don't think that that has clearly been a difference?
No, I think clearly the defense is playing
now
better.
You want
to talk about what this team? You want to talk about the team? Let's talk about the biggest reason they're winning. You want to go through that? Well, you can. Let me see the numbers here.
The other side of the ball.
9, 10, 17, and 10. That's how you're winning games. That would be the Dolphin defense, what they give up in the last 4 games, which you do the math on that, and that thing is right about 12 points a game they're giving up in a game. Again, the rules are set for teams to score 25 to 30 a game, and they've been aggressive. I think they're calling a more aggressive game, and then it's been the development of all the young guys, from Brandon Jones to Javon Holland and Jalen Phillips, who got a nice shout-out on NFL Network from Baldy, did a breakdown of all his pass rushes. And if you get a chance, go to Brian Baldinger. If you just like a good fix and you're looking for good stuff about your team, and I do that. Listen, I scrounge stuff. Like, I want to hear what people are saying. And he's a different guy. Now, I love the way they're using him, running games, but they're using him stand-up, three-point stance, inside, outside, and it's helping all those guys. And by the way, it's not just him. They're getting pressure with a lot of different guys. They're really getting after it. But
guys are playing better all over that defensive line, like you said. I mean, Raekwon Davis took a huge step back up, you know, from the beginning of the season also, right? He was struggling a little bit, and Christian Wilkins is having the best season of his career so far.
He's playing like he's playing like he wants to get paid for a new contract. He has been really good. I would agree with that. And Ogba has been really consistent. And dying to see what they're going to do with that situation. It's hard for me to imagine they let him go. He's been really consistent. He's batted down, which, by the way, those count too. I mean, everybody goes, sack, 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 sack. No, it's knocking passes down on third down. You know, that's a stop. It's the pressures. There's just a lot of different ways that he's doing it. And then Jalen Phillips on the outside has really – really turned it on. The light went on. You know, it's always when does your first round pick, when does the light go on, or your rookie class of guys that are playing, when does the light go on and they go, I got this thing figured out, I'm comfortable in the defense, and I'm having success, so I got lots of confidence that I can dominate. That's where really started with Javon Holland. Waddle's really picked it up here. He's got 77 catches on the season. But the big thing for him is, listen, man, we've been shorthanded. He is your number one receiver. He's it. We've been targeting him so much. Zach, he's now sixth in the NFL in targets. I told you guys when I thought everybody was healthy, I remember saying this on one of the many things I was wrong about. I said if everybody stays healthy, they're going to spread it out, and he'll probably be the third or fourth most targeted player on the team. Oh, I hope you're wrong. Well, I was wrong because I didn't know those other guys were going to be hurt so much.
Well, not play at all almost at this point, right?
And by the way, I got an open door for anybody who wants to come back, name Will Fuller or Devontae Parker. Love to get you back. I guess they're going to work out Monday and Tuesday and see how they are. And so I'm dying to find out what the coach has to say today about their Monday and Tuesday workouts. Because once they have workouts, it's like the next day when they show up, they go, How do you feel? How do you feel?
So sidelines today are field.
It's been 4 weeks for one guy and eight for the other. Feel any better after 2 months with that hand?
That is still incredible. 8 weeks. 8 weeks this guy hasn't played. That is, wow.
I'm trying to be nice and go, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to try to play one on the radio. But, yes, it does seem like a hell of a long time to be out.
Man,
with
he hasn't played in 2 months.
Thumb, finger, middle finger, outside pinky. It just seems like, and I get it, your hands are important when you're a receiver, but shouldn't be affecting those legs that are really fast. Mm. So, and by the way, just be a huge upgrade.
Of course it would be.
And it's never a shot at the other guys that are getting a chance to play. But let's be honest. This thing, when we put it together and everybody was healthy and wasn't supposed to be Isaiah Ford playing football for the Miami Dolphins. It wasn't.
No.
Matt Collins showed last year that he could be the guy, and he's a great story. I think everybody roots for Matt Collins who makes a catch. And
he's a great story, but he shouldn't be a top four receiver
makes
on this team.
Makes the tackle and all that stuff. But this is where you are, man, and they're winning games with the group that they have right now. That the coaching staff's done a really good job of finding ways to get Waddle open and get guys. And, by the way, Mike Gesicki's been quiet again here recently, and so they've been getting a little bit from everybody. So, yeah, anyway, we'll talk to Jason Taylor about all that and the three J's and all the things. And if we can just get the 20 class going, the 2020 class, find out what we have on the left side of that offensive line at guard and tackle, a first and high second round pick, we can figure that out. And
talk about slow developing rookie class or second year class. This rookie class isn't very slow developing now. Now they're playing really well.
And then we'll find out how the Dolphins feel about Tua. I think Tua's in a really good situation unless they're able to trade for somebody that they really like. If they get back on this Deshaun Watson thing, or he keeps playing like this, they're going to go, we're not going to give up all those picks. We're going to go this direction for now. Maybe we draft a guy, and I agree with it. You can draft a guy in the second or third round, one of the top quarterbacks in this draft, because it doesn't look like there are going to be guys going in the top 10 in this quarterback class to keep going forward with this thing. But listen, you can look at it. If you get a chance and you're really bored, like you want to look at – just look at all the NFL teams if you follow the league and look at how many teams right now – need a quarterback for next year. I started at eight. I started at eight teams. So I'm going, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. Everybody's telling me Russell Wilson, that relationship with Pete Carroll's done in Seattle. I don't know if that's true, but everybody's saying that. Aaron Rodgers, you don't know. I don't know why the hell he'd want to leave that team. They might be the best team in the NFC.
Good debate to say whether or not.
And then the Deshaun Watson thing, last time I checked, any of those things settled with the 24 women? Nope, still not settled.
Haven't heard anything about that, right?
So
nothing about Deshaun Watson.
I don't know. Maybe he's just not going to get a settle for the rest of his career. He'll just be out there.
Just be kind of lingering out there, that's it?
Just a crazy, crazy story. And then the craziest story we have here, and I can't say this enough every day. What is going on at the University of Miami is not normal. It's not normal. And we can have debates. If you ever see me and want to talk about what you don't like about Manny, and it's embarrassing that we can't win the Coastal Division and we should be winning, we're the U, we should be winning more games and all that stuff. Okay, that's a separate discussion than right now. Why they're dragging their feet so long and taking so much time to get an athletic director makes no sense to me. Barry Jackson can write all the cover-up stories he wants. Makes no sense to me at all. And you've got the other weird part of this, and I feel terrible for him. You may not. I do. Manny Diaz is out there recruiting like he's got the job, knowing that he's not sure if he's got the job. And with all those names, he knows the names. He knows the Mario name and Lane name, and there may be other names out there that we don't know about and people that would like to get involved with this. And he's coaching this thing up and recruiting with the guys he still has on the staff that haven't left for SMU.
Well, he's going about his business like he's still the coach, and going forward he's going to be the coach.
But it is hard to recruit when you can't look at these recruits that he's had a chance to get, and he's got some good ones. He's got two or three that are hanging in there on Miami that are really, really good players. And obviously they're getting pressure from other people, head coaches that got more secure jobs, and they're going, hey, I know you guys all like Manny, I can tell, but, man, I don't think he's got – have you listened to everybody? I mean, he's not getting support from anybody, but yet they want him to go out and recruit. And they're asking, I saw the recruiting coordinators yesterday talking, yeah, you know, it's business as usual. No, it's not. It can't be business as usual when you're out recruiting and you don't know if you got your job or not. It's just not normal. Well, this is not normal.
It makes UM look terrible. It just makes UM look terrible.
This whole thing. Yeah. I don't care any article you write out there. This is not normal. And Barry, you can be an insider and say this is not a big deal all you want. I think you are 100% wrong. And, well, it's not affecting the U right now. Yes, it is. Every day. Every day. And, by the way, Manny being as honest as he can with these guys. Hey, if I'm here and I don't know, but I want you on my team. And I'm recruiting you thinking that it's still my job. I mean, you can't be more honest than that. Yep. I mean, you got to be straight with these kids and the parents. They know what's going on. They listen to these shows. They see what's out there. But don't try to tell me. Anybody in the media tried to tell me, well, Joe, it's not affecting anything that's going on.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be worse to make the wrong hire at either position, a coach or an AD?
I got to be honest with you.
You don't need to rush this
when
thing.
Was
Joe,
the,
like,
well, you have to rush this
okay,
thing
but,
to a point.
But here's the thing. You don't
when was the
make,
last time we talked about
hire.
The importance of an athletic director?
Right.
Like he's going to go out and coach X's and O's and do the recruiting. When's the last time I saw an AD do that?
Yeah,
I'm asking you.
I mean, according to everyone, the AD has to do so much with the football program because that's why we had to fire Blake immediately, right?
No. Don't jump away.
But that's
don't
I
jump
mean,
away.
I
you
don't
just
think
told
has,
me how
I
important
don't think
it
the
is.
AD has all that much to do with it. No.
Oh,
but I think
that's
they,
what you just said,
Joe. I just think you need to make sure you make the right hire here. So I don't know would they need to rush to appease you.
What's the not
appease
me,
Joe? What about the football team going forward? What about the recruiting?
They have
this
a coach
year?
Who I assume at this point they're keeping.
But what about everything else?
If I had
else?
To guess, I think they're keeping Manny.
There is no way Manny knows right now whether or not he's getting that
He may
job.
Not know, but I think they're going to end up keeping him.
You just will you quit changing your story where you start to say something, then you flip it?
But, Joe, I just think you need to make sure you make the right hire here. And, like, I don't, you know.
Nothing
know
against
need,
whoever the athletic.
To rush this thing
you know
so
what the
quickly.
Athletic director is? A popularity contest for the people who are hiring him, who they like the best, that says the right things they want to hear. That's all this is. Really is. Mm. Gino, Alonzo, yeah, they kind of get our culture. They understand the football thing better than these outside athletic directors. But, you know, some of those athletic directors are familiar with, we are a little different market down here. I totally agree. I agree the Miami high school football market is a little different. It is a little different.
But the key is the head coach at this point. Whether Manny's kept or you bring someone else in, get him in place.
None of those guys. They can oversee it. They can talk strategy together. But this athletic director thing, there's no reason. They got rid of the athletic director after the Florida State game, which tells me they knew it was coming and they were ready to do it. and they were waiting for the right time, which if you're starting to look at getting rid of somebody, and I think it happened a month earlier, maybe more, if that's the case, as soon as you started thinking that, you got to have a list of guys that you're thinking about getting involved. Somebody's got to be smart enough besides this outside firm that they hire.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense that you'd fire a guy like that and not have some sort of plan in place. That's all it come down to.
And then the other problem you have here that is frustrating, anytime you get rid of coaches this time of year, unless they're really good coaches or leaving already have great track records, and we're seeing guys going to follow coach to USC that are already decommitted from Oklahoma saying, good, coach, I'm coming with you too. Am I still on top of your mark? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're a five-star Oklahoma. Now you're going to be my five-star at USC.
Yep.
But this situation, when you do this, it's terrible time. I mean, we are running out of days here before this early signing date. Now, some of the kids, from what I understand, talking to Blue, have said I'm going to wait till February to make a decision. I hope a lot of them do. I really do.
That's good for them if that happens.
That will help you win.
Yeah.
At least know what's going on and stuff. But there's going to be a lot. Last year, was it 70-something percent signed early?
Yeah.
There was roughly 20 to 30% of the players, the top players, waited. But there's nobody going to sell me, well, we're taking our time and we're doing the right thing. Kiss my ass. You're not doing the right thing. What? Is that what your education is telling you? You're doing the right thing?
Doesn't seem like it. I don't think anyone else would just wait.
We got to jump here and go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I'm going to try not to do the UN thing tomorrow.
Well, maybe by tomorrow they'll have an AD.
Really? No, they're taking their time. Got more guys coming in. Got to take your time. But we want everybody to know we got a lot of interviews going on. We're going to make sure we talk to every AD or assistant AD that we're interested in the United States. So give us some time.
It's a lot of interviews.
You have to cut your coffee supply off until they
we're high on
find an AD. Yeah, I know. I could tell you're bouncing a little this morning.
Am I sweating a little bit? I got that little sweat working.
Well, that's just because you use all that product in your hair.
No, that was the machine. No, I don't have any of that jet black stuff today in my hair.
Oh, that stuff's for game day. That stuff you use to keep your hair the real stiff so it doesn't move.
Yeah, I got that. I got the other stuff that I'm very happy with. But when I do like the jet black stuff that I was told
about.
You're
not game day today.
Holding. No, that's game day
stuff.
No,
you're not game day today.
You can see it, by the way, if you see me walking around on Sunday before the Giants game. You go, hey,
right.
Joe's got that jet black stuff working for him today.
That motor
oil. Ooh, it looks so good.
Yep.
He looks younger.
Not jet black today. No motor oil today.
All right. Hey, listen, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze. All natural Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Love you, Michael Kotze. I love what you are doing for people that are just frustrated with banks and want to take advantage of these low fixed rates that are at 2.5 right now. 2.5%. That's what you can get money for, man. I'm telling you right now, if you're interested and you've been frustrated with the banks, it's taking too long to get approved, or your credit's taking a little hit, so they're saying, nah, you're going to have to go to another bank. We're not interested in dealing with you. He finds creative ways to help you. He's been helping everybody out for more than 25 years right here in South Florida. Here's what I always tell everybody. No nonsense, no runaround, straight talk. Wants to help you. Any question you have, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing to take advantage of these low, low rates. Michael Kotze's been making it happen here in South Florida for more than 25 years. And I do know this. He and his staff would love to help you. That's why he's been successful. When the banks say no or it's going to take a while, he says, I'll do it in half the time and find a way to get you approved. And if you're renting, why? Why are you paying that landlord? He's thanking you every day. Every time you give him that check for $3,000, he says, thank you, sir, very much. Why not build up equity in your own home? It's a great time at 2.5%. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. You can call or text him right now, today, tonight, this weekend, anytime. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Or just visit choicemortgage.com. You can learn more about my man, Michael Kotze. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. And
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You need to be doing business with them.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today there, sir?
All right, tough news for the King. King James is going to miss.
Hurt again?
He's hurt from COVID.
Yep, protocol.
He's asymptomatic because he is vaccinated.
Okay.
But he's going to miss some time here. This is tough.
How many games does he have to miss now?
I think he's got to miss 10 days, they were saying.
Oh, yeah.
So they chartered him back to L.A., and this is tough.
I saw the numbers, even in the NFL last month, of how many guys ended up with COVID. It's a crazy,
look what's happening
numbers.
To Dallas' coaching staff right now.
By the way, Amari Cooper got it, and he's still not healthy. Oh, like, I got a bad. Still not ready to go in Dallas. Go when you can be back, my man. We could use you.
So LeBron was vaccinated, by the way. And if he pulled an Aaron Rodgers and came out and was like, oh, I wasn't really vaccinated, I don't know how I would have dealt with that.
Right. Wow. I didn't even think of that.
He would have been the second best player then of all time?
He wouldn't have even been top 10.
I
would have changed it.
I just love.
I mean,
the way
I really dislike Aaron Rodgers. I went from like being a huge Aaron Rodgers fan to just genuinely dislike.
Oh no, you don't
him.
Like. We know.
But you can still admit he's still really good.
I think
he's
pretty. He's pretty good at what he does. Yes, but
how about this? How about that guy? This guy absolutely kills everything the coaches believe in. Be here all off season. Throw to your guys. He shows up. Shows up. They get their ass kicked the first game. Everybody goes, look at because you weren't around and you haven't been part of the team. You're selfish.
And look since.
And now they got second best record.
Best team in the NFL. Is there a debate about that right now?
Did I see he was rambling on that show again, that show the kicker hosts?
Was he back on again?
I don't know, the Packers are spilling his medical records or something. He was rambling about something.
Who are you talking about?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Oh. If he went on the Pat McAfee show. I didn't see him on there again. Did he go on there again?
I think he goes on there every
week. He goes
week.
On every week.
Yeah,
he's a weekly guest. By the way, good for business.
Oh, it's great.
Because everybody wants to hear.
Of course. Look what he did his first time a couple weeks back.
And they got a big-ass fan base that travels. Everybody's going, where'd they all come from?
Speaking
from
of
Lombardi years.
Good for business. Did you see the numbers for the NFL on Thanksgiving?
No. How'd they do?
Most watched since 1998.
What?
Average viewership over the three games, 29.7 million.
Wow.
So in our case, some of the games were so bad, you just kind of checked in on them while you were walking around. But the TV was on nonstop.
Fantasy and gambling. Doesn't matter what the score is.
All we did was flip it from CBS to Fox to.
Were you wondering how many minutes of games were watched? Because I know you like that stat. It was 17.1 billion minutes. On Thanksgiving
Day. That's a lot of minutes.
A lot of minutes of football. I know you like that stat.
I don't know, but I do know we didn't turn our TVs off because nobody left till the final game was over.
That's a good 12 hours of that TV being on.
That's a lot of football.
All right, just in time for the football season, the ACC Network and Comcast have come to an agreement. Oh, I'm sorry, the football season just ended.
Right.
Yeah.
At least they got it done.
Yeah, but come on.
You'll have it next season.
Why did it take so long to get this done? And, of course, right after the season's basically
over. I am so glad that they got that thing done.
You wait about 9 months, 8 months.
Yeah, it doesn't matter right now. Maybe some basketball here and there.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
I know you're a big college hoops guy. We go to the...
Actually, I'm not. I know.
The auction block next, and this is an unusual item. This is the first time we've ever talked about a hard drive being auctioned off. This is Tupac's bodyguard, who was passed away, and he had in his possession a hard drive that is supposed to have a large amount of unseen photos, unheard music, and legal documents that give insight into his life.
That being Tupac. Someone's got to buy that.
Oh, yeah.
It's an 83-gigabyte hard drive, again, filled with stuff, and they are expecting this thing to go for over $500,000.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if there's music on there, you can make some cash off that music.
I could see some.
A generous 10% of the proceeds will go towards, looks like some kind of charity or something.
Okay.
That's very generous of them.
You can buy that and sell the music, man.
Make a little bit.
Finally, for you gentlemen here today, we have the top 10 most popular dog names and top 10 most popular cat names for the year 2021. You want to try for any of the dog names first?
I have no idea. No clue. I'm not even going to try. Go ahead, Woody.
Number one. I'll start at 10, actually. I'll start at 10.
Sparky.
Lola. Molly. Cooper. Bailey. Daisy. Max. Lucy. Charlie. Luna. And number one is Bella.
Oh, my God. I know a Luna and a Bella from my neighbors. No, I'm dead serious.
I think those are Dina's dogs. Dina's dogs are Luna and Bella.
You want to hear something crazy? Our old punter, who used to live by me.
All right.
Brandon Fields.
Team MVP.
Yeah. Had a Bella.
Did he? Wow. Well.
Let's see if you know any of these famous cats then, Joe.
Okay.
The top 10 most
I know them.
Okay. The top 10 most popular cat names for 2021. Starting at 10, Simba, Lucy, Willow, Charlie, Bella, Loki, Leo, Oliver, Milo, and number one is Luna.
What the hell? They're using the same names for cats and dogs?
Yeah. Do you know any of those famous cats?
No.
Do you know any cats?
I do. I have a cat that lives with me now.
What do you mean?
Did it just move in?
Oh, my daughter's cat.
Wow.
What's the cat's name?
Billy. He's a big boy, too. He got to be 25 pounds.
Wow. What?
You have an obese cat, huh?
I got a big boy. We just call him the big boy cat. You're going to hurt the cat's feelings? He's a big boy cat.
Yeah, there's
no, actually, I would rather shame the owners of the animal that makes it overweight.
Eats nonstop.
Okay, well, that's your fault.
That would be my wife. She's an enabler.
You got a big-ass dog and a big cat?
Your dog is overweight, too?
Yeah.
No. Is it overweight?
Yes, Rose? Way overweight.
Oh, man.
And an eating problem in that house, man.
No, our animals are, we have a weight problem with our dog and our cat. Somebody said something to my wife. She's very upset. Somebody said, God,
really?
Your dog is really heavy. That dog.
Well, it's not nice to the animal.
That breed should never be that healthy. I mean, that big. And you're going, I don't know. I said, what do you feed? What do you feed it?
Oh.
So.
Jeez.
You just feed it junk food off the table?
No, we don't do that. But you're getting quality stuff. I mean, you're getting the quality of canned and dry and
blue buffalo.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Treats all day. Those big beefsteak treats.
Right.
14 times a day. I mean, I can't imagine that. All right, listen, we got to go to break here.
25-pound cat.
We're going to try to run down Jason Taylor when we come back and talk. I've been waiting to this, man. Love to hear what he has to say. Jalen Phillips actually built a lot like him, and just talk to him about the improvement of this football team to where they are after losing 7 straight, and now maybe in this last game, the best game they've played in 2 years. That was right up there with any of their wins from the year before. So we'll have all that for you coming up as we start working on trying to find where is he now, Jason Taylor. But right now, I want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership, man. I appreciate everybody that helped out in November during National Homeless Awareness Month. It was a great month, and we appreciate all your help at Chapman Partnership and their 2 homeless facilities, which, by the way, are so much more than homeless facilities, because I tell people all the time, it really is about a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care every day, meaning within 3 or 4 months through mental health and the counselors that come in, the doctors that come in, help these people find a job, get on the right meds, find a place to live, and they're back out on their own. Feels good, man. We got a lot of success stories of people that have been at Chapman Partnership over the last 25 years that are now back and paying taxes and doing great, man, just like everybody else. So it's been some really, really nice stories. But, hey, listen, during the holiday season, as Chapman Partnership and all the programs we have continue to grow, we need more of your help. We really do. We need your money. And if you want to help and get involved and looking to get involved, Chapman Partnership's never going to turn you down for that either. But go online to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. That's chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times. Listen, now more than ever, we need your help. We've got a homeless problem, not just around this country, but right here in South Florida. You can be a big, big part of it in Dade County, helping Chapman Partnership. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.